Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, ma'am, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Wednesday morning, Wednesday, February, or February, depends on how you want to pronounce it, 2nd, 2022, Groundhog Day, 16 and a half minutes past the hour. Again, not sure what happened there again, but the weather report was missing right before the start of the show. So, that's the way it goes. We're starting a little earlier than I thought we would this morning, but do have a lot of housekeeping. Got to run through here, not being here yesterday, and Glenn will be filling in for me tomorrow, and then I'll be back on Friday. But let's start here. Oh, I do want to thank the people who have sent me very nice letters. I appreciate that, and I did that the other day, but I wanted to do that again today. So thank you for all the letters and the nice thoughts that I've gotten over the last few days. But I want to talk about the weather. Gee whiz. Can we talk about the weather anymore in the last few days? You know, we're all looking at social media and we're all seeing the pictures from Kroger and Walmart here in town where people have picked over the milk and picked over the bread. The hype on this has been absolutely unbelievable, and I kind of feel bad now if the snow is not about 10 foot because we've hyped this storm so much. Well, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott. It's James Anderson from the Park District. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Just got done with Groundhog Day.
Yo, you were down at Buckeye Chuck this morning.
Yes. It's my 6th year helping out, and just want to let you know, he did not see his shadow, so warm spring is predicted around the corner.
Now, that being said, with the weather forecast we have, might Chuck be a little off this year?
Maybe just a little bit. Of course, you know, this is for the future prediction, so... let's also hope there's another weather forecasting animal called Benny the Bass down in Buckeye Lake, and it's basically the same concept, but if he takes the bait, spring is around the corner, and if he doesn't take the bait, then 6 more cold weeks of winter is coming.
Well, I understand this morning that Puxatony Phil did see his shadow, so there will be 6 more weeks of winter.
Yeah, and it's funny how Puxatony Phil and Buckeye Chuck don't agree with their predictions.
I know. So this morning Chuck was out. He did not see his shadow, and we're going to see an early spring.
Yes.
Well, I thank you for calling in this morning.
Yes, absolutely. Have a good day, Scott.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Well, there's your report. I guess you didn't have to listen to anything else this morning. Just tune in here and you'll get your Buckeye Chuck report. And apparently it's all conflicting, much like the weather reports on all the television stations right now. But Buckeye Chuck did not see his shadow this morning, which means an early spring. But Puxatony Phil, probably the most famous of the groundhogs, did see his shadow. So 6 more weeks of winter. So... pick whichever one you want, and we will see what happens. But, of course, here in Marion, we are partial to Buckeye Chuck. And, of course, all the years that I worked with Charlie, and Charlie being a part of this station, we are really partial to Buckeye Chuck, and never forget that that was all started by Charlie Evers. And the reason, a lot of people still don't know this, that Buckeye Chuck is named Buckeye Chuck is because when it was created, Charlie Evers went on the air at that time by Chuck Evers. So Buckeye Chuck is Charlie Evers. So that's how that all got its name. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Bob. How you doing?
Hey, you know, my cover is over. Probably before 4 o'clock, I was at Kroger's house. I got the last loaf of bread. There was no milk, white or chocolate, except for a couple of skim milk. The juice aisles were pretty well empty. Toilet paper was never down. So everybody's supposed to be getting ready for this storm. From live in here, it's supposed to be pretty heavy this weekend.
Now, this was 4 p.m. yesterday?
Yeah, but there, yeah.
Yeah.
There was hardly anything left. Their shelves were pretty well empty. And the jelly section there, it was completely empty. I was going to get some $7 jelly. and there was nothing. And the police shut down. And then about 4 o'clock.
Well, that's so, it. That's very interesting.
Yeah. You know, so everybody in a lot of the other houses were about empty. The juice aisle, it was almost empty. So they were picking up on drinks and whatever. But there was, you know, aisles with candy goods in them, but not a whole lot. And they were still coming in when I went to the store, you know, whatever. But, yep, they're... You are getting ready for it, I guess. It's going to be pretty heavy.
Well, hey, thanks, Bob.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Now, just about the weather, and you know, whatever people want to do, they can do. But I do just want to point out that it is Wednesday morning. We have no snow yet. Now, it's my understanding that the accumulations from this storm are supposed to be like 8 to 12 inches, maybe a little bit more than that, maybe 13, 14. Now, 12 inches is a foot. Now, a foot is a ruler. Now, I don't know that people are going to be in the house for days for a ruler of snow, but I don't know. It's a panic that sets in with people, and if we do get 12 inches, it might be a little difficult to get out, but the salt trucks will run. People do have shovels. People have snow blowers now. People have cell phones. It's a little different than it was during the blizzard of 1978. And I think that has caused a constant fear in the Midwest in these areas every time we have a snowstorm. And I don't think people equate inches. I think when you hear inches, you don't realize how small an inch is. It's not a large amount of snow. And it looks like all the snow we've had from the two previous storms pretty much is going to be gone by the time this storm starts tonight because of the rain and the high temperatures today. So, yeah, tomorrow might be a bad day. You might be in the house tomorrow if you are a senior citizen or somebody who does not drive very well or can't get out and snow blow your driveway. It might be a rough day, but I don't think you're going to be in the house for days, which is why the rush to the stores is always very strange to me, because I don't think anything would keep anybody in the house for days and days and days and days, at least not a snowstorm. Now, if you just don't want to go out and shovel and plan to stay in for that reason, I guess going to the store is normal, but I will bet you Friday, the night when people go out and eat around town and all that, people will be out on Friday night. So the weather certainly has been hyped up, though, without question. Okay, what else do we want to talk about very quickly here? Well, I already said Puxatony Phil, 6 more weeks of winter, Buckeye Chuck, early spring. Those are the reports from the groundhogs this morning. And we got a big news story yesterday. We have not run it yet, but Marion Mayor Scott Schertzer has announced that he intends to seek the office of Treasurer of the state of Ohio. Just want to give you his quote here. "This week, I plan to file petitions to run for the office of Ohio Treasurer of State," Schertzer said in a statement released Tuesday morning by the Ohio Democratic Party. "I look forward to making a formal announcement soon and talking with voters all across Ohio about how we can create jobs, balance budgets, and bring small town values to Columbus." So there you go. Mayor Schertzer intends to seek the office of treasurer, and a formal announcement will be coming as time goes on. Now, however you feel about Mayor Schertzer, or however you feel about Democrat, Republican, I know that's become a very divisive thing here in recent years, even locally, when it didn't used to be, you should be proud that somebody from Marion is running for a pretty big state office here. Treasurer is not a small office, and so I hope everybody is, and congratulations to Mayor Schertzer for taking the risk and chance to go do that. That does take a lot of guts, I think, because he will have to travel the state running for this office. It's going to take a lot of time and a lot of effort to do that. I know he has a fairly young family. I think his daughters are maybe off to college at this point, but I admire anybody who is going to go out and do this, because it does take a lot of time, it does take a lot of effort, and You know, I just applaud the mayor as I would applaud any local official who would try to seek statewide office. You know, we've had few people do that from Marion and be successful. Mary Ellen Withrow, President Harding, and really those are the only two off the top of my head that I can think of. So congratulations to Mayor Schertzer, no matter how you feel about him. But I know, and this is the odd thing about politics, I know there will be people who will say, well, you know, this is awful from Marion. Now, why anybody from Marion would be against somebody from Marion running for state office, I'm not really sure. Not that, you have to vote for him for the position. You can vote for whoever you want. But the fact that you would be against the fact that he is running, because it will bring attention to Marion, and it will, I don't know what the negative in that would be. So congratulations to Mayor Schertzer for making that announcement, and we hope to have him on the show soon to talk to him. And there is a little bit of irony in there that it's Ohio treasurer, because that's where Mary Ellen Withrow went after she was local treasurer here. So that's interesting on some levels here. Now, one more quick piece of business today before we get to the business of Groundhog Day. You know, I did not hear the show yesterday. I was busy doing other things. But somebody did replay a little bit of the show last night for me. And the only thing I can say is I had nothing to do with that show yesterday. That was out of my hands. Glenn Coble will be in tomorrow, by the way. And I'll, like I said, I'll be back Friday. All I can say is I listened to it after the fact. You know, kind of like somebody who stumbles onto a car crash after the fact. I listened to it after the fact, but I had nothing to do with it. I don't know what was going on, and that's all I'm going to say about that. 740-383-9944 is the telephone line. Give us a call anytime. Now, our celebration in regard to Groundhog Day for the next 4 hours here is something we've done a few times here. We did it on Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving Eve. We did it the day after Thanksgiving, and we've got a nice little twist on it here this morning. Bob Welsh and Eric Warren are here, and of course we remember them from the Great Race Pizza Shop. We've talked with them a few times before, also in regard to the book Three Pies Hot. And this morning, apparently, they have come in to talk about Groundhog Pizza. Now, we're going to learn exactly what this is here this morning and also have some fun with Groundhog Day. So Bob and Eric, welcome back to the studio. Good to have you here, and happy Groundhog Day.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you for having us, and happy Groundhog Day to you.
Now, tell me about the predictions this morning. Well, how do you feel about this?
Well, I saw my shadow, so.
6 more weeks of winter or early spring?
Well, and the question is, are these groundhogs local forecasters, or are they national forecasters? Because, I mean, Pennsylvania's local weather could be different from Marion's and so forth, but they could both be right. Although, I went onto the internet there and did some research on that, and Buckeye Chuck has a winning record at 58% accuracy versus Punxsutawney Phil only 39%. And so, I mean, we've got the winning groundhog here in Marion. And I think maybe after he's done predicting the weather, maybe he can pick lottery numbers or something on cash explosion or something.
Are you surprised by the numbers that people turn out for these events this morning? I mean, there's a whole thing in Pennsylvania at Gobbler's Knob, and there was a movie made about this with Bill Murray, very good movie in the early 1990s, and every newscast today will report something about a groundhog. Are you surprised at this whole thing?
No, and I think Marion should do more to capitalize on it. I think this is a great tourist thing for the city. I think if you took a statewide poll, people would be more interested in Buckeye Chuck than Warren G. Harding.
You think?
I think. and I think more people would come here to see Buckeye Chuck than to see Warren.
I don't think he's here anymore.
Well.
He's not exactly out there handing out cupcakes or anything anymore.
No, but you could go see him still. You could drive by his home. You could go,
circle. You can't actually see him, Bob. That'd be taxidermy.
Yeah. I don't. They tried at one point to bring him up so we could see him again, but that all fell through in the courts.
Yeah, well, maybe they don't want to see his shadow, apparently.
No.
But I think Marion could probably do more to capitalize on the event. He is the official groundhog for the state, although apparently there's one in Cleveland trying to, muscle in on the action. But
I don't know what the history of it is. As the caller said, there's several things that go on in Ohio today and all across the country that involve groundhogs, but also involve other things as well. And I don't know what came first here in Ohio. I know Buckeye Chuck, I believe, was in the late 70s. So it hasn't been around a terribly long time, maybe just over 40 years. So I'm not really sure which was the first here in Ohio or what tradition started. Now, what was the crowd like at Buckeye Chuck this morning? I mean, we can see pictures on the internet, but you really can't get a good grasp of what the crowd looked like. Was anybody down there this morning at WMRN? Did anybody see how big the crowd was? Local media used to cover this very well. I mean, 4, 6, and 10 were always there, but I don't know. It seems to me like last year there was not a lot of local do we call that local? Columbus media. There wasn't a lot of Columbus media there. I know the local newspaper still covers it, and it'll get covered in several Gannett papers. But was the local media there this morning? What size was the crowd? Does anybody have any reports on that? 740-383-9944. Then maybe we can kind of figure out, was it capitalized on this morning? I know they do it in the parking lot at WMRN, and that is not a big parking lot. I don't know how many people you could fit in it. They used to do Spam sandwiches. Mayor Kellogg would do Spam sandwiches. I'm not sure if... I think that probably still goes on. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott. It's James.
Hey, James. How you doing?
Questions. It was pretty good. So we had probably about 50 people, I would say, give or take, that came out. Of course, the Marion Star was out. Newsforce and then Spectrum, they were out, but none of like 4, 6, or 10 was out. But then I heard a friend told me that I guess I was on channel 28 on Fox, so that was about as much news coverage for the Groundhog Day event.
So no Columbus media.
No, but I think Paul said that something like some of the stations were streaming off of the Facebook page or something like that.
Well, that's a shame that the Columbus media doesn't come down anymore and do that. And you say about 50 people there this morning.
At least, give or take. So.
Now, it nice weather this morning. In past years, yeah. Was the crowd bigger?
Well, last year they did it virtual, so they did not invite anybody.
Oh, that's right. Last year was a virtual because of the pandemic.
Yeah, but 2020, that was a huge crowd. I mean, we probably had at least 80 people or more, and people from all over. Some years we've had some people that came out from Hawaii, it was really neat to see how many people would travel that far just to see our groundhog.
Now, back in 2020, did the Columbus media come down for that one?
Yeah, all the stations, 4, 6, 10, 28, all of them were there.
Do you think that this is maybe just a sign of the times as far as local media goes here, unfortunately? And it has nothing to do with the people down at WMRN, but in the last 2 years, much like with other local media outlets, they've suffered some cutbacks being owned by big companies.
Yeah. I'm not 100% sure, but in years past with the media, if there was something big that happened, like a fire or anything like that, a lot of times they would want to focus on those stories than the groundhog.
Yeah, but it's a shame. So about 50 people there this morning, but at least
yeah.
It was nice weather and
yeah.
Everything. Now, do they still do the Spam sandwiches?
Yeah, that was actually what I was going to mention. Because of everything going on, they did not do Spam sandwiches this year. But we're hoping for next year that they'll be able to. Probably the big thing was just getting staffing. Of course, you know, with everything going on, they just had difficulty, you know, getting people wanting to help, you know, with the Spam sandwiches, because Tri-Rivers, Boy Scout groups have helped out in the past. I guess this year was just a little bit more difficult to get people to help.
Hmm. Well, that's a shame that volunteers are hard to come by at this point. The mayor used to do it. Mayor Kellogg did it for years with his wife. I was never sure if that, because I honestly have not been to a Groundhog Day in quite a while, and I was never sure if that got passed on to the what would have been Mayor Schertzer. I was never sure if it got passed on to him or not.
Yeah, but he was not there today. But all the 6 years that I have been there, or 5 years, I should say, he has been there. Now, our county commissioners, two out of the three, were there.
So the mayor was not there either this morning?
No.
Well, he made a big announcement yesterday, so maybe he's busy today.
Maybe.
Maybe. Well, hey, thanks, James. I appreciate the update.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, Bob, there's your information on this whole thing. 50 people there this morning. No Columbus media, no mayor, no spam, and that's where we are now in 2022.
Well, and I think the mayor missed the public opportunity there. I mean, but I think part of the trouble is, because I was watching Channel 10 before, you know, I left this morning, and Jeff Booth was on, and they had some film of last year's Groundhog and everything. And I think that might be part of the problem, is that you can stream a live video and then cut it into your local news and make it look like you're there and everything. And so they don't need to come to, you know, to Marion to get the Groundhog on the air.
Go ahead, caller.
Hi, good morning. Your previous caller pretty much covered what I was going to do. I agree, there was approximately 50 people there, I being one of them. No spam sandwiches. The mayor was not there. There were two county commissioners. And since I don't live in Marion County, I didn't recognize their names, but they did they handed the guy who was emceeing the event a proclamation about this being Buckeye Chuck Day and so forth, and attempted to sign it. Weather held off pretty good, which was really nice. But yes, I was surprised. I thought there would be more, like a couple hundred people there, and was a little surprised that there was only about 50.
Yeah, what kind of taste did it leave you with this morning? You know, because we don't want to see this tradition go by the wayside.
Well, you know, this was kind of a bucket list item for me. I retired last year, so I've been trying to go to little events like this that are unique to, you know, towns around Ohio, and because I couldn't participate in them when I was working regularly. And, yeah, it was a little sad to not see more, you know, a more vigorous event going on. And maybe it had to do with COVID, or maybe it's just, you know, people's attention is elsewhere, or maybe the popularity's waning. I don't know. But, you know, when I've seen it on television in years past, it always looked like there were many more people there. But maybe that was just the shot they were getting on the television camera.
Well, because as you know, if you were there this morning, the parking lot is not huge. And I could be wrong about this, but I don't think they've ever held it anywhere but the parking lot.
That's my understanding. It's always been behind the radio station building. The actual presentation stuff going on was actually in the garage today, because they were fearful that, you know, the rain would start and the equipment would get wet, and electrical equipment and water just don't mix. But and, you know, maybe the forecast kept some people away too, but at worst it was just a very, very light mist, and, you know, the weather wasn't extremely cold. So, you know, I don't think weather would have been a reason to stay away.
No, it's interesting because, you know, I was there for 5 years, and I do have to admit I did not go to the event every year that I was there, but it even in very cold temperatures, and I remember some years where it was bitterly cold, it drew a crowd, and the politicians did come, and the people from Columbus came, and the people from Columbus came And I understand the virtual idea of it, but they came kind of for the same reason that they come when there's a fire or a drug bust or somebody's on trial. You know, it's so they can stand out there with the microphone and say, look what's going on in the background. And that has kind of waned in the last few years. Now, last year, I understand why they did what they did because of the pandemic.
Right.
But I don't really, it's odd to me because I will bet you, now, and I hate to say this, I will bet you there will be a Columbus media person physically in Marion tomorrow telling you how much snow fell on the ground, even though they could stream that. They'll be somewhere in Marion with a ruler showing you how much snow fell.
Oh, I agree, but, you know, I think you made a good point. It's happened at the local radio station. It's been bought out by a large media corporation, and they, you know, they're not running a radio station anymore. They're running a budget, and all of the, you know, three major television stations and one Channel 28 owned by Channel 6, they're all owned by major, you know, media companies. And, you know, their focus now is not, you know, Channel 10 at one time had all the toys. I mean, they were the first out with the new toys, the rabbit cam and helicopters and that type of thing. None of the stations have helicopters anymore. They have severely cut back on equipment and staff, and, you know, they're bare bones operations, and maybe they just didn't have the people to send out.
It could have been. And you know, as I say that, I do want to mention, you know, Paul James, who was emceeing down there, it has nothing to do with those people. They do the best job they can with the
Absolutely.
What they have. And it's unfortunate that the staffs are shrinking at these media outlets in which they are run by a corporation. The Marion Star faces that. You know, in March, they're not going to be delivering on Saturdays anymore. Certainly, the local radio station has faced that. And unfortunately, I think this is a byproduct of that.
Yeah, Mr. James was the MC of the event, and quite frankly, I was impressed with his professionalism. You know, usually small-town stations are staffed by people who are just cutting their teeth, and he was very comfortable ad-libbing and not searching for words, and, you know, very polished speaker, and, you know, did a fabulous job presenting the event.
Oh, yeah, he's very good at that, and I think he's been with the station now, you know, I don't know how many years, but I'm pretty sure he's been there probably close to 30 years at this point.
Wow. Well, like I said, he's obviously very experienced and did a very good job of, you know, they came out of their news at 7 o'clock, and he basically spoke the whole time until they went to their 7:30 newscast, and did a wonderful job during the presentation of presenting interesting facts and getting people up on the stage and interviewing them. And, you know, he worked basically without notes, which surprised me. Usually whenever I do a public speaking event, which is not very often, but I always take talking points with me. In the event I get lost, I can, you know, find something and refocus. He was just going on and just presenting a nice presentation.
Yeah, he does. He does an absolutely great job. Where did you come from this morning?
I'm down in Grove City.
Grove City. Now, how did you hear about this station?
I don't know. I've been up in the Marion. I do a lot of little day trips, and I scan radio stations to listen to as I, you know, travel in my travels to see what's going on, or, you know, if there's something interesting to listen to, and just came across you guys.
Well, hey, I'm certainly glad you switched over, and I'm glad you called in. The report was, you did a great job ad-libbing this morning. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good morning.
You too. Bye-bye. Well, it's interesting, Bob, that this is the story this morning from Buckeye Chuck. And again, it's not a criticism of the local station at all, because as you heard there, Paul does a great job emceeing this, and that's the good part of it. But, you know, here we are in 2022, and budgets are cut, and things are changing, and onward and upward.
Actually, we can't hear anything on this side.
Oh, you can hear all that.
No, but, you know, and along that line, if I owned a pizza business, you know, or just any business, but pizza business, since that's, I guess, my forte, I would be capitalizing on it. You know, we brought you two pizzas here today, a groundhog pizza and a Philly pizza, Philly steak.
Oh, okay.
And the groundhog is actually just pork sausage.
Oh, okay.
Ground
Groundhog.
Yeah.
Well, that used to be the joke with Spam.
Yeah.
You know, why do we serve Spam on Groundhog Day? Because it's ground chuck.
But what I would be doing if I had the business in Marion, I would be, the week before, I'd be running a contest, having, you know, the customers buy one or the other for popularity. Do you prefer Philly, or do you prefer, you know, the local ground, you know, ground chuck, Buckeye chuck, you know? And I'd report that every day to the, you know, radio station or whoever, just generate some interest, generate some free publicity, you know, and help get the ball rolling, because it could be a bigger event, you know, if people got behind it and pushed it.
Now, Eric, though, do you think businesses are that creative anymore? I mean, I'm going to lump all the local businesses in here. Do people have that go get 'em attitude anymore?
Not outside of the digital world, and that, unfortunately, is what we're facing more and more every day. You know, part of the problem, I think, is it's difficult to interview a groundhog. You know, they have a couple of squeaks and chatters, and that's about it. But if you look at the State Fair example, Smokey the Bear there is about 15 foot tall, and they have a microphone in him, and you can ask him questions, and he responds in pretty good English. And if they would create a fiberglass groundhog that was, you know, even 6 foot tall and had a microphone in him or something, that that would be a definite draw as far as, you know, from the kitschy aspect of drawing, you know, some people in, like Jellystone Park or what have you.
Well, the sad thing of it is here's what I think, and this is what I base that on. The things that we are still doing today that have become traditions that we love and like here in Marion, like Buckeye Chuck, like the Peanut Push, were all created close to 50 years ago now. There really have not been a lot of new innovations that have been created, so the people handling them today are not the people who created them, and I think that that causes a different feel. Like, I know when Charlie started doing Buckeye Chuck, there were sweatshirts, and there were it was a lot, it was pushed very heavy, and now it's not really that way. People have really went to the digital world too much. Now, I'm not saying that the digital world is not great. It is, but people do still get up and listen to the radio. People do still get up and watch the television in larger numbers than they do the internet. The internet is a very, it's no appointment to it. You know, you can just, people can watch Buckeye Chuck at 7 o'clock tonight. They don't have to get up at 7, whatever it was this morning when the sunrise. The digital thing is just different. It reminds me of politicians who try to run their entire campaigns on the internet now because it's cheaper. On Facebook, it never really goes well because it's got a very targeted audience.
Well, and you also have the weather going against you. It's hard to get people out on a cold day because people love their comfort. And it's early in the morning, which is really a plus factor. I remember my sister going out to OSU Marion on the first Earth Day, and they, you know, just sat around waiting for sunrise, you know, which was what you did back then. And if you go to Acadia National Park in Maine, it's a daily trek for a lot of people to go there and see the very first sunrise in the United States. So you could promote that here in Marion and have, like Bob said, you know, a week leading up to it or what have you. But you have the Popcorn Festival, and don't see why you couldn't have a Groundhog Festival. Like I said, make a huge statue or something, you know, because this would also keep PETA off your door. have something kind of fun, or a bonfire, you know.
Well, apparently we can't even get these Spam sandwiches done anymore because of volunteers, which used to be a big part of the event.
People will turn out for events if you have an event. You know, you make it something worth attending.
It'll cost you in the first couple of years or so until it, you know, warms up, no pun intended, and takes off. But, you have to give people what they want to a certain extent, which is entertainment.
Yeah. Well, we hope it you know, maybe after the pandemic, whatever the reason, when people can get volunteers, it will go back to where it was before.
Yeah, I mean, Buckeye Chuck is the official state-recognized rodent or whatever he is there. And that's something. Somebody pushed that through the legislation and, got the governor to sign off on it and everything. You know, capitalize on it. You know, make it something. You know, if it goes, you know, along the wayside because nobody cares about it anymore, then this Cleveland upstart will take over, and next thing you know, Marion will lose, you know, that piece of their legacy. Now,
a huge chili cook-off, you know, in the parking lot.
you know,
all the different ways you can use ground chuck, you know.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, make it a chili cook-off day as well. I mean, which is a perfect thing for this kind of type of weather and everything. Yeah.
Well, the only thing I can say is I hope that it does return to what we want it to be. But, you know, Marion is kind of I guess it would be like any other place, but it's a little funny because we get very protective. I think sometimes we don't want to call alarm to the fact that something maybe is not as popular as it once was because people take that as a knock. And you don't want to knock it because it's something we love. So in turn of not saying anything, nothing ever gets done. And unfortunately, I think that's what happened. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you tell him. I got a question.
Go ahead.
Does WMRN own exclusively the rights to Buckeye Chuck?
I don't think there's such a thing as owning rights to that because...
If they own the name, they could copyright the name or trademark the name or something.
Well, you know, I'm not even sure at this point they could because I know that they do not have the proclamation that made it the official state groundhog. And here's a little side story that maybe should be told on Groundhog Day that people don't realize. For the 10 years that Charlie was at WDIF, which was not long after Buckeye Chuck started in the late 70s, WMRN did not do Buckeye Chuck. And Charlie, and I believe Ellen Messenger, who I believe now works out at Tri Rivers, she was working at WDIF at the time, used to sneak into the woods. It wasn't an event, but they would sneak into the woods behind WMRN and have a groundhog back there, and they continued on with it without an event. So the whole Spam Sandwich thing and Mayor Kellogg, that didn't really start until Charlie came back to MRN in the early 90s. So that part of the history has also been forgotten, that there was a 10-year period there where WMRN didn't do anything with it. And that's why if you go back and look at newspaper clippings from the 80s, you will not see anything about Buckeye Chuck.
Really?
Yeah. So as far as owning, then I think they probably would not, because I know they don't have the proclamation that made it the official groundhog. I know where that proclamation is. It's still hanging on the wall somewhere, but it's not at WMRN. And all that being said...
say, like, if you guys at the radio station would want to take that over and make an event out of it, you could do it?
We probably could, but the problem would be is that there would be fits about that. I don't think the local people. I think the local people just want to see the event. But I don't think WMRN wants to let it go. They have a sign out there that says, you know, Home of the Groundhog. It would be very... there would be bad feeling if we did that. And I'm sure if we asked to do it, they would say no. So I'm 90% sure that's what would happen.
Then they should market it a little better. I mean, I've been hearing about Punxsutawney Phil for at least a week, and I haven't heard anything about Buckeye Chuck, and I listen to WMRN overnight and sometimes into the morning, and I don't hear nothing about Buckeye Chuck.
Well, that's the problem. I believe WMRN, and I'm not in management down there, which is probably coming from the top. When you have an AM station, which is the only other talk station in town that has zero local programming at this point, it's kind of hard to promote something. And also, I think they went the digital route this year, because I did see some things digitally being done in regard to it, but the crowd that I would think would turn out for something like that is not the digital crowd.
No.
Yeah, so I think that's the story on it. But as far as, you know, the truth of it, do they have any exclusive rights to it or anything like that? As far as the proclamation goes, no, because they don't even have that.
Yeah, I remember when Charlie used to do it. I mean, it was a huge event. And then it just, after he quit doing it, I mean, it just seemed like it slowly went downhill. And then Mayor Kellogg was giving Spam sandwiches, and lots of people would show up to that. But then, I have a confession. All these years, since 1979, when that started, I had never been out there.
Now, well, a lot of people haven't. It's kind of like Harding's Home. You know, people know about it, but they really don't go visit it.
I always wanted to go out there, but, I mean, that's awful early in the morning, and it's usually cold.
Well, you know, to be honest, the Spam sandwich thing is a funny thing, because apparently they do still try to continue that, even though they haven't done it the last couple of years. But I always thought the reason that that was a big part of the event was because the mayor of the city was cooking the Spam sandwiches and handing them to you for free. And I think when you just have volunteers cooking Spam sandwiches and you don't understand where that came from, people go, well, what's the point of this? Why is this part of Groundhog Day?
Yeah, people are like, eh.
Yeah, I think people don't. But Mayor Kellogg was always a good sport about that, and he did it for many years. I don't even, but you know what? I don't want to say Mayor Schertzer is not a good sport, because to be honest, I don't even know if anybody's ever asked him to do it. I could see Mayor Schertzer doing it. He's a guy who...
He's a public official, and, I mean, you know, somebody should ask him.
Yeah. Quickly, though, what do you make of the announcement? Not the formal announcement, but that Mayor Schertzer looks like he's going to be running for state treasurer.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. He probably needs the extra money because his kids are in college.
That's right. His kids are going to college. He might need some extra money.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm glad you guys brought the pizza. It smells very, very good. The pizza is always very good. Bob, I know you listened down in Columbus, and I'm not going to comment on it, but did you listen yesterday morning?
Yes, I did.
Okay, what's your take on what happened here yesterday morning? I only heard it secondhand.
Well, I think a fist fight almost broke out.
Oh, man.
They were in person, but there is apparently some difficulties, one with being able to be heard, and two, with some of the trivia questions that were coming in and the answers that were going out, and it was a little contentious there.
It did get contentious. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I haven't had any Spam sandwiches this morning, but I did get to enjoy the sweet taste of victory yesterday.
You know, I heard this, and this is one of the controversies of yesterday that are you okay with what happened yesterday? Now, I know you're not going to say no, because you're a nice person. But I listened to it secondhand last night.
Oh, you mean the little dust-up with the, that I had because I had already won?
Yeah.
I just felt foolish is what I felt like, because I didn't realize. And I started to argue with Adam, because he's like, well, we saw that you've already won. And I thought... Because, you know, I ain't no scam artist, and I thought,
I'm not
trying to get two prizes. And I thought, what do you mean I'd already won? No, I haven't. And he's like, oh, you have, but it's an unclaimed prize. And I said, oh, okay. So, no, it was,
I went
and had a very good salad for lunch yesterday at Sanzetta's, and I enjoyed that just as much as I'm sure I would have, you know, the other restaurant.
Well, I just want to say this, and you know, I'm not blaming anybody for this, but I think it needs to be addressed at this point. You can only have a prize policy like that if you announce it on the air before you start the contest, or you run it every hour. And for many years, we did run a prize policy on this station that you could only win once every 30 days, but that has not been the policy for probably two and a half to 3 years, probably since we moved downtown is when the prize policy went away. If we didn't announce that prior to the contest, and we're not announcing that on the air, there is no policy. So, you know, I feel bad that that went down. Because now, if it had been announced by the DJ beforehand, or it was running every hour, I can understand that. But
I did not hear that. Because I didn't know that I won.
Well, right, and
I might have been like, because I usually listen to you in the bus, as you know, and I may have been like in the station when you announced, oh, by the way, Sarah, you won. So I didn't realize, but I was just as thankful. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, it's nice to win a prize, but there are many times when I call in and play along just for the fun of playing. So the prize is, I mean, who doesn't like to win something? But it's not like, you know, if you didn't get the prize you wanted, or if you don't win a prize, well, that's it. I'm never listening to your station.
No, but I just, I mean, lots of people have won on my show, and in the same
honestly,
week, they've won on Nate's show.
Honestly, like, and not to always do a downer on Adam, but, you know, he is a wee bit on the cocky side, so when I actually realized that I got him, and I made him, like, tell me, you know, no, you're a winner, you got me. That was the best part of the whole thing. I beat him fair and square.
Well, I'm just saying, from here on out, what I hope happens is if somebody's going to run a contest, and I don't think this has ever been an issue with Nate, who runs a contest every week, and it's not an issue with me, but you've got to tell people the rules before you start the contest. You can't make up the rules after because I also heard some issue yesterday with, you know, I don't know if I'm going to accept that question, or it has to have charted. You know, I heard things like that. But those rules didn't come about until after somebody had done it. So
that's why I kind of made him, like, reaffirm, like, no, you're a winner. You got. And then he's like, I was teasing him. I said, sing a little bit of the song for me. And he said, will you let me off the hook if I do? I said, no, I'll keep you on the hook, and I want my prize.
Yeah, it's just, it's one of those things where, I mean, you really do just have to announce the rules before you start the contest. If you don't, you can't come back and then revoke things. And I don't know what happened to me. I wasn't here. That's what I'm going to take. I was not here yesterday, so my hands are clean of that. I'm like somebody who heard about the JFK assassination. I heard about it, but I wasn't here for it.
Well, I was thankful, and it was fun, and it's all good. No worries.
Well, hey, I'm glad you got your sand sodas. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Thank you, Sarah.
It was delicious. Bye-bye. Yep, bye-bye.
We're going to get I think it's just because it's not turned up now that I think about it over there, so our guys can hear. But before we go to break, what do you think, Bob, since you heard it yesterday?
I think if you had a giant 6-foot groundhog in front of your building, none of this would happen.
That would just fix the problem. We're going to go to break. I'm going to get some pizza, and we're going to come back with Bob and Eric and have a good time here on WWGH Radio. Groundhog Morning. Don't go anywhere.
You know. And legendary talk show host Dick Cavett.
I don't know. I can give you an exclusive here, I think.
Oh, let's do.
Sitting there with Alfred Hitchcock during a commercial break.